From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama orders an increase in the number of U.S. Special Operations Forces in Syria. Mr. Obama is urging European nations to ramp up their contributions to the coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Speaking at an industrial trade fair Monday in Hanover, Germany, the U.S. president says up to 250 additional personnel will join a team of about 50 U.S. troops in Syria.
And just as we remain relentless on the military front, we're not going to give up on diplomacy to end the civil war in Syria, because the suffering of the Syrian people has to end, and that requires an effective political transition.
Mr. Obama returned to the U.S. Monday evening. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani told Parliament Monday that Pakistan is to blame for not stopping fugitive Taliban leaders from plotting violence in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Speaking to a rare joint session of Parliament Monday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Pakistan has not honored commitments to take military action against Taliban leaders who are refusing to end the war and join peace talks with his government. He said insurgent leaders continue to use their centers in the Pakistani cities of Peshawar and Quetta for directing violence in Afghanistan. Ghani said, if Pakistan is not able to act against these insurgents under its commitments to four-way peace talks, then the insurgents should be handed over to Afghan Islamic courts so they are tried and punished for their crimes. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
A car bomb exploded in a predominantly Shiite commercial district in eastern Baghdad Monday, killing at least 11 civilians and wounding 38. Police say it was one of three similar attacks in just the last 4 days in the Iraqi capital. This is VOA News. Iran is threatening legal action against the United States if $2 billion in frozen funds are diverted to compensate American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his government would hold the U.S. government responsible for protecting Iran's frozen funds. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is ridiculing his two rivals' joint effort to derail his campaign. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, announced a plan Sunday to run in selective primaries to try to deny Trump a first ballot victory at the party's July convention. But Trump insists he's the one to beat Democrat Hillary Clinton.
I will beat Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary. I will beat her so badly, so badly.
The Cruz-Kasich strategy signals a marked shift for Cruz, who had previously rejected overtures to join with Kasich to try to block Trump. Kenyan police fired tear gas on opposition leaders and supporters marching Monday on the Electoral Commission in Nairobi. The opposition is demanding the commission be dissolved, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Riot police surrounded the offices of Kenya's Electoral Commission in central Nairobi, blocking opposition leaders and supporters from approaching the building. When the opposition groups and their members tried pressing forward, police moved in and tear gassed the crowd. Running battles ensued along a busy highway in the capital for half an hour. Among those tear gassed was former Prime Minister Raila Odinga. Opposition parties are demanding Electoral Commission members leave office before the next general election in 2017. The politicians accused the commission of favouring the ruling Jubilee Alliance in the last election. Mohammed Yusuf, Nairobi.
A military general in Burundi has been shot and killed while dropping his daughter off at school. General Athanasi Kararuza, an advisor to Burundi's vice president, was killed along with his wife and one of his bodyguards in the capital Bujumbura Monday. A military official said Kararuza's daughter was wounded in the attack. No one is claiming responsibility. Meanwhile, the International Criminal Court has announced it will examine outbreaks of violence in Burundi. A revised law that seeks to regulate foreign non-government organizations in China is under review by the country's lawmakers. The revisions follow criticism from foreign governments and civil society groups that the draft law is too vague and could severely limit the operation of social and environmental advocacy groups, as well as business organizations and academia. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.